sometimes I think, because I feel like I adjust this camera a lot, and I'm like, do I change in size? I know that you're supposed to change a little bit in size, like, throughout the day, but sometimes I feel like a vastly different height. Like, sometimes when I'm next to my man, I'm like eye level, right? And then, whoa, there's a hair in my nail. Ew. And then other times, I feel like I'm looking up at him and it doesn't make sense. And then I'll go and look at myself in the camera and I'm like, my head was not this close to the top last time I filmed. Or maybe it was. And maybe I just have no idea. I have no idea about anything. Love the taste of your lips on my way. Let's play this song because then I have to talk about toxin and how a bitch is about to get toxic up in here.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk, say sex, mental.
I know. You're like, are you trying to make people stop listening? Maybe. Maybe I've realized that I have nothing interesting left to say. Maybe I'm done saying things. Sometimes I'll go a lot of the day without saying anything because most of what I say is typed. You know what I mean? Whether it's book or DMs or like planning, getting back to people on business, if it's texts, it's emails, it's WhatsApp, it's everything is everywhere all the time. It's everything everywhere all at once. And that was actually a pretty good movie. I really did enjoy that. Now, things have been chaos, but it's kind of this weird, quiet chaos where I can't really talk about everything that's going on behind the scenes. There's so much stuff coming that y'all aren't even ready for, things that I'm not even ready for, but I am ready for it because here's the thing. I kind of made this realization that I'm like, I'm ready. I don't know what I'm ready for, but whatever it is, I've got this itch. And don't be f-ing gross. I showered. I'm fine. Everything is cool. It's that inside itch, you know, the one that scrapes at the back of your rib cage and it's just clawing at you and it's sinking into your lungs and squeezing me like, I need to get out of here. I need to do something. You know what I mean? I'm sure people have felt that way. It can't just be me. It could just be me. Honestly, like your experiences, it's so weird when people expect other people to have the same experiences as they do. Like, you're not even going to have the same experience with the same person. One person might be a piece of shit to someone else and then not a piece of shit to you. Or maybe it's just that you don't realize that they're a piece of shit until later, because not everybody starts off as a piece of shit. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about today, I guess it goes back to what's toxic, right? Now, I'm not a toxic person. I like to avoid all of that kind of stuff. But I had a lot of toxicity that shaped me through my early adulthood, right? Now, this is not like a blame thing. This is like how I reacted to things at the time. This is how I've changed and like grown as a person and all that kind of stuff that most people don't care about because they just want to look at my tits and jerk off. And that's totally fine. I'm here for it. But you don't have to listen if you don't want to. This is me getting these thoughts out for myself because I'm reclaiming that, because this year I felt like I had like some good moments, then I started slipping back into not necessarily like old patterns, but I have had so much change this year. It's actually insane. So for people who maybe just be listening for the first time, that's highly unlikely. Nobody listens to this anymore. It's totally fine. But I'm going to document this for myself because I quit nicotine vapes this year. Now, I've tried like multiple times throughout my life because I, you know, vaped nicotine since blue e-cigarettes were a thing. And I got so excited because they're so cool and you could spin in a little cartridge and all that kind of good stuff. Little disposable ones. Man, technology. I've lived through a lot of it. Now, vaping for as long as I did, like, it's kind of an interesting thing because I did smoke cigarettes back in the day. Like, I was a disgusting trash person, and if you smoke cigarettes, you're also a disgusting trash person, but I still am too. Like, inside is still that grimy, just young, life is everything that just wants to go outside, lean back against a wall and light up a cigarette. Now, I don't really want to, but it's kind of like when you just really want to eat super processed cheese out of a can and you're just like, I don't even really want this, but something inside of me is asking for this to be a thing that happens. And I have to kind of regulate myself with that because it is so easy for me to fall back into trash. Let me tell you, because I have climbed out of a dumpster. I kind of like linger on the edge of it because I do like to dip my big toes back into all of that stuff now and then, because it just reminds me of like a different time in my life. And some things good, some things like bad, but all these things are like what has shaped me as a person. And this year I've let go of so much. Now, like the nicotine vape, like I always would go back to it because like it's not that big of a deal, and oh, I've quit these other things, and so, you know, and I'm overcompensating by, you know, taking up cardio and like being fitter in other areas just to like make excuses for myself to still have this habit that, honestly, I think that I vaped more than I ever smoked cigarettes. For those of you who are only listening on audio, a bobby pin just like flew out of my hair at random. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. I don't really know what it looks like right now because I'm being blinded by this light that's blowing out my face so that you can't see all the lines. Because while we talk about toxicity, I need to get toxic. I need to get toxins injected into my head. Here's the thing. So usually like twice a year, because people are asked, so I'm going to be super transparent. People ask like, what have you done? Like as far as work and stuff, I have fake boobies that I've had for over a decade. Like I think that I've had them since that's how long ago that I like can't remember when I got these like sacks of silicone put in my chest. Cause it's literally so long ago, like 2013, 2014, something right around there. Fake tits, whole thing. But they've been in there for like ever. I had one time where I had to like repair them because like the netting got torn. It was like a whole car. There was this whole thing. So I had to repair a boobie. But that is the only thing that I've done with that. People think that I get my lips done. Don't get my lips done. People ask, oh, have you had a nose job? No, I haven't had a nose job. It's just my f-ing nose. Now, the only thing that I do is Botox because I think if I didn't wear makeup, and this is perhaps why this has occurred, because I haven't been wearing as much makeup this year. But when I wear makeup, when I'm doing shoots, when you're in that bright light, lines that didn't exist are suddenly everywhere, right? So Botox helps with that, like especially when you're shooting as much as I have. But it's kind of weird because this year I've let go a bit of that like vanity with it. And I'm not saying that it's all gone, because let's be honest, like nobody wants to have like a bunch of lines all over the face. Like it's one of those things that you try to avoid as you age. And I guess not everybody does, but for me, I don't know. There's just like something about it. I like the smooth skin, but I can also like raise my eyebrow crazy now. So I haven't gotten Botox all year. I think I got it like last December. So it's been interesting to watch my face like come back to life. Like, it's funny because, so I listened to Whitney Cummings' podcast. I don't know if y'all know Whitney Cummings. I'm sure that at least some of you have heard of her because she's a really high profile comedian, very funny. So I had listened to a few of her episodes. I think it's called Good For You, I think is what it's called. And she was talking about like not getting Botox and letting the face age and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? Like, I haven't been doing as many shoots as I have in previous years. I'm not doing as many collaborations with other people. Like when I do content, sometimes I've just done content like without makeup this year. Like I've had fans actually requesting that I do videos without makeup, which is crazy to me. I'm like, all right, your funeral, but the funeral of your erection. But maybe it's not, like, because if people are requesting this, it's kind of like, well, why am I so, like, I was so, like, you know, every 6 months, like, I get the Botox so that, you know, nobody can see the expression on my face. Maybe people should see the f***ing expression on my face. Maybe, like, here's the thing. If I'm going to take off the mask that I have, like, crafted for society just to go out and, like, pretend that I'm a normal person who can engage in things like small talk or, like, the mundane aspects of relationships that I see on the outside is so completely soul draining, yet people want to, like, invest all of their time into it, it makes no sense to me. And I have my face that I kind of, like, put on for that. I'm like, okay, so I guess when I go interact with people, I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, like, that's cool. That's the thing you're doing. Instead of being like, why would you do that, right? And I've and it's not even like, oh, you're so stupid or whatever. Like, I'm literally trying to understand why some people put up with the things that they do from other people. Like, it doesn't seem like you're getting anything out of this interaction. And I'm not saying that you should, like, only enter into relationships, friendships, working relationships with people, like, only for, like, one singular purpose, but I feel like there should be something that you're getting out of it, because if you're putting time into something and all it's doing is draining you and there's nothing that's refilling your cup that you're continuously pouring into whatever this, like, waste of your time is, it's just mind-blowing to me that I'm like, is there nothing else that you would want to do? I don't know how to have small talk with people, and I'm okay accepting that now. Like, I haven't been going out as much as I have in other years. I haven't really been going out to comedy nights because, here's the thing, like, it's not that I don't enjoy those things, or it's not that, like, I'm averse to doing them if I am invited out and I happen to be free or, like, feeling up to it, but no longer am I making it a priority to ensure that I have social interactions that honestly, at the end of the day, don't really do much for me, because I get more out of life when I can sit at home in the silence and even just, like, meditate or, like, think about the world or think about the things that matter to me or the things that have shifted the different priorities in my life, or to actually look at while I'm not listening to all this noise of other people. And it's not that, like, it's not that I'm completely isolated from people in society, but I'm taking on so much less noise that I've realized how loud my own thoughts are, which is crazy. And when I sit down and I start to think, like, quitting a 10 plus year addiction is pretty sick, and I'm really proud of myself because it's been months. This is the longest I've gone without vaping in, I don't know, like, since I started. So it feels really, really good on that end. Like, I'm doing things that are healthy for me. Like, I'm being consistent with shit like cardio, which is like, what the f-? I'm, like, making space for myself to do things that are good for me. And this is not like, oh, my life is just perfect now, because I address this a little bit on Zoom chat. So if you guys are ever curious in joining at patreon.com/twndpodcast, we do 2 monthly Zoom chats a month with dirtbag fans. That's either dirtbag tier. But I despite, like, the pride that I felt like writing a whole book this year and the progress that I've made on the second book already, and, like, the ideas I have in this world I've created, like, it's not like, oh, it's just great. Like, of course there's these, like, super highs, but they come with, like, the severe lows, because that's just, it's not like, oh, feel bad for me. I'm just, like, that kind of person. And that is something that I recognize about myself, something that I used to kind of, like, think that I could just, like, fix and then it would never happen again. And so it was incredibly more frustrating every time that I tried to fix this depression, because that something about my brain, as long as I can remember, it always just goes, like, to the darkness. And it's more like, when I can look at it objectively, it's kind of like a curiosity. Cause I think about, even, like, I've been going through with so much writing, like, coming around to this point of realizing that my life has kind of come full circle, and I've had all of these different experiences and still continue to have these experiences that I hoped to have in my life. They're just not how I thought that they were going to look. And the connections that I gave maybe some of the most value and priority to shaped so many things about myself, but a lot of those relationships are no longer even a part of my life. They're like chapters that have closed, and not even chapters, but like whole books. It's like, you know, the last 100 pages of a novel where you're just like, oh, everybody's going to die, you know? Like, it's so interesting to look at life like that. And I, after my divorce from a very abusive partner, for some people who may know, some people who may not, I didn't really, it's kind of interesting. Like, I did some things, and I've had periods of time since then where I've like processed bits and pieces of that time in my life. And I kept going to this place of like, oh, it's fixed now and it's fine. And then I would be completely devastated when, of course, inevitably something pops up again that brings you back to that space. And this isn't even only just about that relationship, because for people who, like, I know I've mentioned it on other podcasts and stuff as well, like podcast episodes, like depression is just always something that has kind of just been like the little ghost on my shoulder, right? It just kind of like sits there all the time. And like, sometimes I can really, really feel the presence, and sometimes it's like it's gone, but it's always there. It's always just kind of like, when is it going to come out? Do you know what I mean? And now that I kind of look at it that way, I think it's times like that that force me almost to really examine my life and my mind and where I am at this current point. Or like, I really try to get into the why of like, what has brought me back into this pit that I climbed out of last time? Like, and sometimes that helps, sometimes it doesn't. Like, but I feel like every time that I get back into basically one of the troughs of depression, it's not that it doesn't last as long or that it's not severe. Like, it's just that there's also this voice now that's kind of like, this will pass. Like, life isn't linear. Life is not just like a story that has the beginning and end, that's like, here is this one path, and if you walk along this forever, this is all the things that will happen, like, kind of in a way. But it's not, because what life actually is like, you looking at it like it's linear, and you're like, here's the school I'm going to go to, here's the degree I'm going to have, here is the job that I'm going to aspire to, and after all this plan, then I'm going to be doing this, and then I'll have a family, or then I'll do this. Like, whatever that is for you, at one point in time, we all saw that path, and usually more than once. So that alone should tell you that it's kind of like, okay, well, here's the path that I thought it was going to be. Then I realized that didn't work out. So I saw another linear path, and I started walking down that one thinking that that was what was going to bring me to happiness and to like fulfillment and all of this. But in truth, that was the first path that you saw. Then you saw another, which kind of diverted you from that one, but you thought, maybe I could get back to it. But then you saw something else that distracted you, so it took you this way. And before you know it, you're diverting away from that path without even meaning to, maybe even doing things that you thought were in basically alignment, like not like hoo-hoo, but like in alignment with the direction that you were headed. But you also can't control, you know, what other people are doing in their own timelines, because no one is linear. You're not just like going along like a path and it's just like straight and we're all just, you know, trudging forward to the end. We're weaving everywhere. It's a traffic jam. It's insane. It's like a 5 million car pileup. It's wild. And you don't have control over that. And so depression is just something that comes, and it's, you know, something that's always lived with me and probably always will. And during those moments of darkness, I have found more like I used to. Like, and I know this is very, very just like on the nose, right? But I used to write very, very dark poetry. Very, very dark poetry when I was like feeling my feels, you know what I mean? And I still have some of those like from my college days. And I look at the writing that I did when I thought, even when I was writing these things, I can just see like through the writing and I can hear it and I could remember how I felt at the time. Like, this is one of the things I want to do, but here are all these other things I want to do. And I don't know if I'm good enough at this to do this, but I think that I will make this happen. And these are, and even back then when I thought like, oh, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, there were still all these other things that I was writing about or journaling about and like crafting stories off of and different arcs that like my brain would go to that. I'm like, it's never going to be linear. It's never going to be one thing. And your life is going to change in a million different ways that you never thought possible by the time that you reach the end of it. And there's something that's kind of like just so beautiful about that, because whether it ends forever or you are reincarnated or you go to whatever castle in the sky that you think is up there or whatever pits of hell lie below, whatever it is that you believe, it's just this. Do you know what I mean? Because even if you get to relive a different life, right? Say that you're reborn and you get to experience life all over again. You only ever had this life now. This one's done. You only had this for while you were here. Even if you're up partying in heaven in the sky, like that's your next arc, say that it is, right? But you only ever had this while you were here. So just realize that, like, even the moments that are dark, even the moments that you feel like angry or bitter or hateful or happy or like joyful, sad, or like longing for something, like all of those emotions, good, bad, ugly, are all beautiful things to experience, because maybe you never will again. Or maybe you will, but it won't feel the same. And maybe you won't remember how it felt. Like, I just think that so many people put value on things like I don't want to look back and think that I wasted all of this time and energy that I could have been seeing what the world had waiting for me by just like languishing around people who don't want to experience anything outside of like this repetition of drama and this linear storyline that they've created for themselves. And that is great for some people. I cannot understand it. I have tried. I've even tried to like write how that might feel. And like, I just can't comprehend it. And it is so good for so. And this is not me being like, oh, the way that I live life is better, because it's not. It's just better for me. Like, and I think that some people are so happy in that, and I can see that they're happy in it. Or even if I see that they're, you know, upset, I'm just kind of like, I can't just. Bah. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner. If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out. Bah, I can't just be still with like, if something is happening, I need to dissect the why. I need to figure out like, why is this person upset? Like, why are these things that are happening? Like, and when I start investing all of this time and like turning into Sherlock Holmes, trying to figure out what someone could just tell me if they just like had the courage to like speak up, like, why are you so afraid to just say the things that you're feeling? If you're hurt by something, if you're offended by something, this isn't like, oh, like start a fight, but like, if you don't understand something, just say it. Like if you're holding something back because you're like, well, what if this person sees me this way or thinks of me this way after this is said? Like the only person that you're hurting by holding it back in that moment is just yourself. You're like, you're trapping it inside because you're like, well, what if this person, if this person is worth your time, then they're not going to just be like, well, you shouldn't feel that way, or you shouldn't have questions, or you shouldn't have your own thoughts about life and the world, because this is your experience. It's your experience. They're having their own experiences. If your experiences can mesh in a way that's healthy and not like toxic enough to drain all of the feeling out of you, like, I just don't understand. I never will, and that's okay. I don't really know where I was going with that. I've just had like this thing lately with like pulling back from society, because I just I don't understand, like, what's wrong about, oh, you like being at home? Yeah, yes, I love being at home. I like being at home with my dogs. I like being at home with my partner. I enjoy the company of my partner. I don't feel the need for once to get away from my partner. Like, there's nothing about like my relationship. I'm like, oh, I feel the need to go complain about this and that, the other thing. I'm not saying that people shouldn't complain. I'm just saying that like, I like talking on the phone to my friends who don't live nearby, because I like hearing about all the things that are going on in a different part of the world that I'm in. I like knowing what's going on with them. I like sharing what's going on here, even just in the confines of my home. I like ordering things on DoorDash so that I don't have to go to the grocery store and like just arm brush with people, or have someone like ram into your car, or like people just like stare at you like there's just zombies for like some reason. Like, I don't like going, and it's fine. It's not like I never do those things, but I like to be alone. I just enjoy it. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Like, why is it? And don't get me wrong. Like, I don't think, oh, I'm just like the best person in the world. Like, I know that I have faults, and I'm not like an amazing person. I'm not great. I'm just like me. And I think that that's fine. I like it. I don't know why there's this assumption that like, if you like yourself, like you're stuck up. If you like yourself, well, you're full of yourself. Oh, you think pretty highly of yourself. Why not? Why not? No one else is going to. Like, shouldn't you have a good opinion of yourself? It's not that you have to think that you're better than everybody else, but liking yourself or having confidence in yourself or your abilities, or enjoying the thoughts that you have alone with yourself, or the art that you create on your own time, or, you know, the very select few people that you choose to actually give your time to. If that works for you and you feel valued, like, who gives a shit? I'm sorry. There are things I don't like about myself. There are things that I try to improve on, of course. But overall, I like myself, and I'm tired of pretending that I don't. Like, there, of course, would be self-deprecating, like, oh, I got this cellulite here, or look at these lines on my face, or look at this face that I do. Oh, you'll never come again. Like, because I don't think that I'm great. I don't think that I'm the best thing since sliced bread, because let's be honest, sliced bread is f-ing delicious. Though, to be fair, there is something a bit more satisfying about just like pulling off chunks of like hot steaming bread that aren't sliced. You know what I mean? I think I actually heard that it's like in some cultures, I can't remember which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's like bad luck almost, or like an insult to like cut bread, and it's supposed to be kind of like pulled apart and like shared. I might be wrong about that. I might have just made that up in my mind. I don't know. But that's something that I like about myself. Just weird little tidbits of information that may or may not be real that I just say with the confidence of someone who knows them to be fact. Like, no one should listen to me. No one should care like about my opinion. I guess some people do, and that's cool. But like, I would just challenge people, and I know that this isn't everyone, but I know that some people are going to feel this and relate to this. Like, there is this guilt, and I feel like in a lot of ways, I've kind of overcome that this year, this guilt of being like, no, I actually do like spending time alone. No, I don't need the validation of all these people around me. No, I don't need to go see people. No, I don't need to be invited to this function. No, if I don't feel like going out, I'm just going to say that. I'm going to say, this is what I'd rather be doing, but thank you so much for the offer. I'm just going to do that because I like around myself. I like being precious with my time because I understand that it's limited, that this is all we have of it. And that's not saying that, oh, if you invite me out, I'm just going to immediately say no, or like never want to see you or hang out with you. But it's just like, I don't know. I like being alone. I like making porn in my house alone. I like sitting alone in my house writing my book. I like sitting in my house alone looking at a bunch of random wieners on the internet. I don't know what to tell you. I enjoy it. I enjoy my little life. It's the little things in life. Some little, some big, some medium size. It just kind of depends. But like, I don't know. I just... life is so cool, and I feel like often we just forget that because we get bogged down with so many things that just suck. And sometimes you just want to like focus on the things that suck, and you're like, I have to have the attachment to this, and I have to care so deeply about this. If I don't do this, then I'm this. And it's like, maybe you're not. Maybe you don't have to do any of those things. Maybe you don't have to care about like whatever someone else is telling you to care about. They can care about that. If you care about that, cool. But you don't have to. You don't have to tell somebody that what they're thinking is correct. You can say you don't agree with them. You cannot say anything at all. You don't have to agree. You don't have to be right. You don't have to know the answer. Chances are you probably have no idea what you're talking about. Most people don't half the time. And that's okay. Who fucking cares? Make your own decisions about things. And this isn't like, oh, go do your own research. Most people who tell you to go do their own research have never done their own research. They don't even know what research is. Some of them don't even know how to spell research if you see the comments that they leave, if you know what I mean. So it's just like, care about the things that fuel you. Care about the things that give you excitement or things that like scare you. Like something that I've been feeling a lot lately is that antsiness, because getting back to the whole like fight or flight like response thing, you're always just like, and you know, I'll just say, because I think I'm sure that with as many years as I've been doing podcasting, I'm sure that I've mentioned it, but I, you know, self-harmed when I was younger, and even in my 20s and going through my divorce, like that was just it was a thing. It was something that I always did. I didn't really feel the pain of it. And it's like, oh, to feel the pain. It was just like a thing that felt like I have control over nothing. I have control over this. I can control if I feel this pain or not. I can control whether I address it. I can control. And it was like a control thing, I guess, like more so than anything else. And like, I don't do that anymore, obviously. Like, well, I don't know if that's obvious, but I think it's obvious if you see any of my content. Let's be so for real right now. We're fine. But in the process of feeling things, like I think that nothing felt safe for so long. So the idea of like bungee jumping and, you know, riding my motorcycle too fast and just adrenaline everything, and I just need to just get everything out and just explode, right? And now that I'm actually like feeling moments of peace that feel like weird, and I've quit things that I know are bad for me, even though for years and years I pretended that they weren't, and then for years and years pretended that was fine enough, like I'm finally addressing and changing so many things that now, like, the chaos demon that lives inside of me is bored, and I start to get restless and I start to get antsy, which does help with things like writing because it helps like fuel that creativity. But like, there is something about the fear that fills you right before you're about to do something. Like that moment standing on the edge, looking over at the water when the weight of a bungee cord is dragging you forward and someone pushes you between your shoulder blades and you, the fear, the way that your heart jumps into your throat where you can't hear that you're screaming, but you can feel that you are, like, that's just like one instance, right? But like the way that your blood just rushes through your veins and you just feel hot and cold all at once. It's just like your body can't contain this feeling that certain things elicit. And like, it's kind of like fear and excitement, similar things, right? And often now, sometimes like the safety, I think like I didn't ever feel like safe and secure. So now, knowing all the steps that I've taken to make my life more safe and secure and to like care about myself as a person, sometimes I'm just like, this feels wrong and I need to like do something chaotic. And I don't, in a lot of instances, like, because I'm like, well, I start to overthink, right? And I'm like, well, what if, you know, this happens and maybe I, you know, don't go on this business opportunity because, well, I don't know if, you know, this person would like this, or maybe I won't say this to that person because then all of these things might happen. And, oh, well, I don't know if, you know, I should do that because that seems kind of dangerous. And then what if I hurt myself and then I couldn't work, and blah, 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 blah. And it's just this endless echo chamber of what if, what if, what if, what if, what if. And so I write stuff about it, but I have been writing stuff that's chaotic all year, and it is built up inside of me to the point that I am like, something needs to happen, and January is too far away for the tattoo that is coming to this arm that I'm super, super excited about. So I woke up the other day with the need. It was like the first thought that I have. I don't know if y'all ever sit with your thoughts in the morning. Sometimes I like to just write like the first thoughts that I have in the morning and they just don't make any sense. And I'll look back at them later. I'm like, what? And then sometimes it does make sense. But like days later, you're like, oh my God, that's what I was thinking about. So I woke up and my first thought, like my first cognitive thought was like, I need to get a piercing. Is this my midlife crisis? It's so funny because I was just like, and it's all I could think about like all day. I was looking up like the different like places I could get it on my ear and like, maybe I want it on my nose. Should I just pierce my nipples? Like that was honestly the first thought, was the piercing of the nipples. And then I was like, wait, okay, I need to actually think about this because nipples. And so then what do? I start overthinking, right? And I'm like, oh, but the sensitivity. Now, the only thing with the nipples for me is, here's the thing. I almost did it. I was driving that morning. I found an excuse to go run errands. I don't run errands because I ran to an errand that was specifically past a place that I know does body piercing. And I almost just like swerved in to go get my nipples pierced. I you not. Like that is the kind of mood that I woke up in. There's something that's not totally regulated up here, but don't worry because like I know how to process the things as they come. So, but I literally almost just whipped it, right? And on the way back, pass again, almost did the same thing, but I didn't because I was like, okay, think about this. My nipples are probably my favorite part of my body. Like I love them. What if I lost all feeling in them? Because that can happen and it's a very, very slim chance, but I'm kind of like, because I would be so sad. I would just be so sad. Maybe when I'm like in my 60s, you know, when I'm in my 60s, I will definitely pierce my nipples because then it's like getting to your later years. But I don't want to spend my 30s and 40s like not being able to feel my nipples. And even into my 50s when like the menopause and stuff starts, I still want to know, maybe if I start to lose feeling in my nipples, that's when I'll get them pierced. Because if I start to lose feeling in them because of like hormone changes and stuff like that, maybe piercing them would like reinvigorate them. So stay tuned for when I'm in my 50s or 60s and I go and get my nipples pierced because that's going to be very exciting. Now, something that I thought about, I'm like, why do I need this piercing so bad? I can't believe that I've just been ranting for 36 minutes straight. I'll take a moment. David, run a commercial. We all have bad habits and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Oh, let me just do a commercial. Oh, but then I'm still talking. David, run a commercial. No, we'll do it live. Go to GetSoul.com. Do you ever feel tired after work? Tired of everyone's? Well, I recommend that you go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND. You can save 30% when you go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND or TWND30. I'm not sure which one it is, but it is linked in the description, so you can make sure that you go and find that little sucker right there, because you want to be sucking on one of these. Let me tell you why. Because it's not like one of those mellows, right, that's going to knock you back into the sofa and make sure you can't move. It's not a into couch, you know what I mean? What we're talking about here is predominantly CBD drinks with a little bit of THC, and it is legal. It ships all over the USA, so go get yours, try it out. My favorite is actually the cucumber, I think it's cucumber lime, but I also really like the raspberry lemonade. I'm drinking this right now because I'm out of the cucumber lime. So go to GetSoul.com, use code TWND or TWND30. I'm not sure which one it is. And get your relaxation on with their out-of-office beverages. They also have little CBD treats for doggies, which I get for mine, and they really, really like them. They're very yummy. Well, I think that they're yummy because they eat them. I have never tried them. Or have I? But they have gummies. They have a bunch of other fun stuff, tinctures and all that good stuff. So go to GetSoul.com. Use the code. Support the show. Get your mellow on and get everybody's out of your mind. Okay. Well, that wasn't a break at all, was it? It's funny that, like, when I noticed that I had the most forehead lines today is when I decided to pin my bangs back. That's a really bold choice. Okay. So we're only 38 We're only 38 minutes in at this point. So what else could I ramble at you about? Because I feel like I've said a lot, but it's all happened very quickly. I feel like I need to slow down, perhaps, the words that I'm saying into this camera and this microphone that's reaching your ears. Because when I have a lot to say, and I do have a lot to say, and there's no one here to stop me, to interrupt, to interject, to share their opinion, to give pause to my endless ramblings, well, you see, it just gets faster and faster. Every word more precarious than the last as they tumble over my tongue and fall into your waiting ears. No one's listening anymore, and that's fine. Oh, that wasted about a minute. Okay. Something that I wanted to talk about too. I think I have notes, which I can go over. However, I opened up a Q&A and someone asked, like, what it, or if I think about retirement. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because I just want to say, For a long time, I worried about retirement so much because, like, my ex, I can't even really say controlled the finances because he didn't actually, like, know any of the logins to pay bills or anything. But he had the logins to the accounts and he had the cards so he could spend the money. But it was like the control came in where I didn't even have, like, a retirement account. Like, I didn't get to start one of those until, you know, after the divorce situation. So, yes, I think about retirement all the time. I'm a very, like, pragmatic person because while I understand that life isn't linear, I do understand that after a certain point, nobody's going to want to jerk off to me anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not under any pretense that even, you don't know. I could get, like, just hit by a bicyclist in a, like, clown costume tomorrow. I could get run over and, like, have half of my face mangled and people are just like, ugh, and they just don't want to jerk off of me. And I would totally understand. So yes, I do, like, obviously, like, make provisions for that, but it's funny because I haven't really been able to until, you know, the past few years, which is kind of a little bit of a scary place to be in at first when you realize that you're kind of, like, starting over and much later than you ever wanted to. And then you start to realize, you're like, wait, I've actually always been good and responsible with money and things. And if I had been allowed to actually make investments and do things, it would have been fine. And this isn't like, oh, I'm fine. I'm not fine. I'm destitute. But it's like, you start to realize, like, how many mistakes that you make when you're younger. Like, I have to say, if you're younger and going into the industry or, like, literally making any sort of money at all, don't have a joint bank account with someone. Do not. I had this ex on my bank account within, like, 3 months of dating. Because I'm a stupid bitch. Because I was, like, 18, 19 years old. Like, I'm like, this is going to be forever. And oh my God, we're so in love. Ew. Oh my God, don't do it. Do not do it. Just don't. Have your own separate shit. If you want to have something together, cool, but don't put that much into it. Put as much in as they are. Like, I'm just saying. Like, just be so careful with anything that you're creating when you're young. Like, whatever life that you are setting up for yourself, it's cool to, like, have a partner. I just want to say, though, like, you don't need one. You don't. Because sometimes, and I feel like a lot of early relationships are like this, once you get out of them, and this isn't for everyone, because obviously there are the people that are like, that you end up leaving that are like, wait, what happened? Now I don't know how to do anything. You were doing most of the things in that relationship. Let's be honest. Like, you can do things for yourself. You should do things for yourself. It's cool to have, like, a partner, especially if they're, like, supportive and you guys, like, work off well with each other. But, like, you don't need it. It's something that I would advise to everyone. Like, if you really, really like and mesh with this person that's, like, a partner in your life and everything is great on that front, but, like, if you don't feel support or you're like, you can't talk to this person, you can't communicate with them, like, and you're constantly the one who's trying to make amends for something that you don't know. Like, you have no idea what you're making amends for, but you're always making amends. You're always, like, apologizing and trying to figure out what you've done wrong. It's probably not you. Like, just go. You don't need it. But yes, so about retirement. Like, I think that retirement in a way is kind of like, well, you want to have something set aside, right? But for me, I just don't think I'm someone who can ever retire. Because the idea, like, when I think of retiring, I'm like, oh, you'll, like, sit on a beach or, like, go to one of those, like, senior communities where you're just, like, you play, I don't know, bunco or shuffleboard and you eat, like, stale cake. Like, that sounds miserable to me. I would like to be old and doing a bunch of things. I would rather, like, I don't know, like, because I want to write books. Like, maybe I could just write books forever. Maybe that's my retirement plan. You know what I mean? Like, I have no idea. I have no idea what the future holds. But what I do know, here's something that I know. And mark my words, because I'm going to say it now. If and when my series gets published, bestseller list. Mark my words, it's going to happen. I know it's going to, because that is actually the level of confidence that I have. Not like, it's not like, oh, I never get writer's block. And I have had many instances throughout writing these series so far that I'm just like, oh, well, what if I can't progress it anymore? It's all there. It's never gone away. Even when I feel like it's gone, it is there. And when I read things back, when I get like feedback, I'm like, bestseller list. I know. And maybe this will be the only thing that I ever write. This one series, the only thing, perhaps. But guess what? I'll have done it. And I know that I'm going to do well with it, because this is honestly, I was feeling like this the other day, because I was thinking about like my pen name and when it first came to be, because it's not like I just made it up this year. It's something that has like sat in my brain since I was like so young. I can remember the day that I came up with this name, and it just brought me so much joy, like thinking back to that and like those big dreams that I had. And I'm like, here I am, and I'm making them happen. So if you have a dream, and I'm not saying like, oh, like every single dream is attainable, but there are things that are attainable, and you know that they're attainable. And that's why I think that we often won't do them. It's why I've like put off doing things, because I'm like, well, what if it isn't good? And what if it's this? Or what if people don't like it? Or what if I can't finish it? And what if, what if, what if, what if? And I've spent too many years asking what if and did all. I'm not doing it anymore. If I want to do something, I'm doing it. If you want to try something, go try it. Figure out a new hobby, figure out something to occupy your time, something that you enjoy, something that makes you happy, that has nothing to do with the validation of the other people around you. Even if it's your partner, have something outside of the people. You need something for yourself. You need to nurture yourself first. When you feel nurtured, you are a better person to the other people around you. When you are nurtured, you are not seeking validation from those around you and compromising your boundaries and like all of your beliefs in the pursuit of having someone be like, good job, or we care. Because guess what? You shouldn't have to change everything you are as a person, or to put everything that you care about on the back burner to like appease people who are just going to end up disappointing you the way that you are going to disappoint them, because you can't make people happy. You can make you happy. You can make you happy. No one else can. They can try. They can do things that encourage the feelings of happiness inside of you. But if you're someone who's ever suffered with like depression or anything, like, you know, no one can make you happy. Only you can. And that's sometimes the most depressing thing of all, when you're lying there like, how the fuck am I going to get out of bed today? Or you are so already in the process of knowing, this is when my alarm goes off, so I get out of bed and I know that I'm out of bed, but you're not even there. You're not cognizant. You're just thinking. If you're thinking anything, it's just like the darkest, most all-consuming thoughts, and you just have to go about your day and put on a face for other people. You don't have to. Like, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to not be in a space to take care of other people who are not okay. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one who can actually like get to the root, and that's like get down to the root of why it is that you're feeling the way that you are. And a therapist is like something that helps with that, sure, but they walk you down that path. But guess what? You're still the only one who can find it. You're the only one who can point at it and say, this is it. This is what I need to change. This is what I need to fix. This is what's been holding me back. This is what I need to recognize. This is what I need to feel. This is how I need to change things in order to grow. And you can look at all of that. You can know it. You can recognize it. But until you make the choice to do it, no one can do anything for you. So, you know, sometimes when we're trying to make things work one way for so long, it's not until you finally give up that it's like, oh, it worked out in a different way and everything was fine, right? And that's why, as I leave y'all this week, I am going to go get my ear pierced. Oh my God. Because like, so now that I'm doing every other week episodes, I don't have to wear headphones for a hot minute. And so I decided to get what is apparently, some might argue, the most painful piercing. Just because I know that there's so much buildup for it. And it is going to hurt. And then guess what? It'll be fine. Because that's what life is. It hurts. And then it's fine. And then it hurts. And then it's fine again. And sometimes when you really know how to look for it, when you stop and you see it, there's joy. So I want you to search for that this week and next week. And I will see you next time. Cunt.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but right here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey!